Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here inside the film room. And we heard Mike Pettine talk about the progress Johnny Manziel made from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh, specifically the progress in the pocket. So we thought we'd bring you a play here to give you a good look at exactly what he was talking about. You got trips to the bottom. Gary Barnidge, here's your tight end. Two wide receivers, Brian Hartline. And then, of course, you got Travis Benjamin up top, Isaiah Crowell in the shotgun to Johnny's side. Pre-snap, it looks like they're playing some kind of a shell. Makes sense. It's 3rd and 14. They're going to play the sticks here. It looks early to me like it's some kind of a zone look. You don't have guys lined up directly over a man. So it looks like a zone, and we'll see as this play unfolds. That's probably the pre-snap information for Johnny. So they show blitz here. Barnidge alerts him to it, but that's just a show. He drops out of it by the time he gets the ball. So they are playing a zone. You've got a guy flat here, two underneath. Timmons manning the middle of the field, and then they basically have a cover three at the top, three guys deep, and here is what I'm going to call a robber. He's kind of just reading the quarterback and looking. He's got his eyes on Barnidge and Benjamin, taking anything that's going to be short of the sticks on that side of the field. So if you're Johnny Manziel, as you're looking at this, you really have one place you can go with the football. This isn't going to give you a first down. You check it down to Barnidge, they're going to tackle him. The guy in the flat's going to get Crow here, and you've got Benjamin, who's really running. If you want a first down, he's running into a double team. Brian Hartline's the only read you can make, and that's exactly what Johnny Manziel does. He finds him, steps up, delivers a strike to Hartline. And now when we look at this from the end zone view, we're really going to get a sense of what he was doing. So as you see here, and you look at his eyes, started off looking here, he looks right, comes back the middle, and boom, Brian Hartline. And why is this important? What he was doing here is looking to that right side where you saw that double team. This guy's waiting. He's looking right at him. He's like, oh, this guy's waiting. I got no shot on Travis Benjamin. The only read to get a first down is to come back to the left side of the field. That's what he does. Steps up from the pocket, delivers a strike to Brian Hartline, and it's first down Browns. That's the kind of progress, and that's why Johnny Manziel is a starter for the rest of the season. If he's going to be successful, we know about the crazy plays he can make getting out of the pocket, but it's winning from within the pocket, as we saw right there, winning within the pocket, delivering a strike on time and accurately, making the right read based on the coverage. That's what he did there. That's why Johnny Manziel was successful. That's why he's your starter, and hopefully we can see that continue over the final six games of the season. That'll do it for Inside the Film Room. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.